Time to have a look at the exciting world of maths and sciences. We do that with Professor John O'Connor, but this week, mate, you're turning it almost into a travel show, aren't you? You had a nice, interesting flight back from Germany.
Yes, Mark. These international flights, you've always got to find something to amuse yourself because they take a long time.
Well, the movies are never that good. There are always movies you don't want to see. The food's pretty ordinary, but you found a way to amuse yourself there.
For a little while, yes. As long as you're sitting in the right seat. It's actually one of the advantages of having a window seat. If you sit there and you're in the right position, right time of day and everything, if you look out the window at the shadow of the plane on the clouds below, then you'll see a really interesting effect. And that is, around the shadow of the plane on those clouds, there'll be a halo. You know, a bit like the saints of old, you know, the paintings where you've got saints with halos around their head. Well, the plane's got a halo around it, all the way around it.
So what is causing that halo effect?
Well, that halo effect is very similar to the process of retroreflection that you get with the street signs and street vests and so forth. And it works on the principle that as light goes through a small sphere, and the clouds down there are small spheres of water, it gets focused onto the back of the raindrop and then reflected back. So it actually is a retroreflector. And so the light going down turns around, comes back in the direction that it originated from. Same thing with the street signs. They've got small balls of silica in them, and the light coming into those hit the back of the ball of silica and gets reflected back out. And that's why it comes back to you, not reflected as it would off a mirror. Everyone's seen street signs, and that's pretty ordinary. Seeing this effect with the rainbows, with the airplanes, even if you're flying, you're not always sitting on the right side of the aircraft. There's not always clouds underneath you. And, of course, not everyone's flying. So there is another way of seeing this. This has been a bad year for it. It's been a dry year. When there's been a bit of rain and when the mornings are a bit cool, you get a bit of dew on the grass. And if you go out on a nice sunny morning when there's dew on the grass, there's nothing more inspiring for you, more enlivening than to look at the shadow of your head and see a halo around it. Gee, it makes you feel special.
Second only to a nice overseas holiday and a long international flight where you can see it in the sky, maybe.
Well, this is a bit more guaranteed if you're ground level with a bit of sunlight behind your head, a bit of dew on the grass.
And it's cheaper too.
Exactly, a lot cheaper. And you feel so much better because it's your head, not the aeroplane.
That's the one way to look at it. John, thank you so much for bringing that to us this morning, and halos and rainbows and all sorts of lovely things.
Thanks, Mark.
To a new RFM 103.7, there he is from the School of Maths and Sciences, John O'Connor.